Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. You know you can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. 215-592-9494. Will the Cop in the Northeast. Will, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. If I may, please.
Yes.
In regards to the initial conversation you and Ike were talking earlier about who's an elite quarterback,
and I'm
not trying to be facetious by any means whatsoever.
Yep.
How do you define an elite quarterback?
Do you really want to do this? I'm happy to do it if you want to. So here's what I would say. I think elite. I think there are different levels of quarterback. There's different like tiers. And for lack of a better word, I will say the top tier is what I would define as elite. And an elite quarterback, I think, is a quarterback that you can build the entire offense around. That's the centerpiece. So the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, I think the ones I thought Mayock said it last week. I think if you have Mahomes or Allen or Jackson and Burrow when he's not hurt, I think you can design the entire offense around them. Like, they are the strongest point on the team. So you make everything work around them. So that is what the difference, I think. So then the next level, and by the way, here's the other thing. There's no shame, I don't think, in being mentioned along with quarterbacks like Matt Stafford or even Dak or Baker. Or there's a lot of quarterbacks in there, and you can win with those guys, but they are limited in the ways that I don't think the top four quarterbacks are limited. Now, there's not a specific number that could be. That number could be six. That number could be two, the number of quarterbacks you would put there. So, and I think if you go back over history, I think you probably, at the Brady Manning era or whatever, they were probably the only two guys. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look that were in maybe Favre, I guess.
Favre was in that category.
Yeah,
he was in that category before they were.
Yes, right.
Breezy Poo.
Breeze.
Yeah. So that's how I would define it, I guess.
Okay, good. So here's my question. Right now as we speak, where do you put Jalen Hurts?
So
is he an elite quarterback?
So I don't think so. But we committed to not ranking them until the end of the season. That's when the rankings
just rank them.
But I do think he is in the next group. Now, if you had asked me 3 weeks ago, where is he in that group based on how he's playing this year, I would say probably not at the top. But now that he has played, he is playing better at the top. But I don't think, to me, watching him, I don't think he has leapt into the next group. And I probably wouldn't in the middle of the year, you know, because it is about who the guy is as a player, not how he's playing at the moment, for me.
Based on history, let's look back. Dan Marino, would you justify Dan Marino as an elite quarterback during his era?
Absolutely, positively, yes.
Okay, so therefore, one doesn't have to win the Super Bowl in order to be an elite quarterback.
Correct. That's why Joe Burrow's still elite.
Yeah, they don't. And just because you do win the Super Bowl, I wouldn't necessarily qualify you as elite. And I think you can go through history and find plenty of good quarterbacks that won the Super Bowl, but not elite quarterbacks.
And the reason why I'm bringing that is because no one had defended Ike Reese in regards to Jalen Hurts. But yet, it all, in my opinion, just my opinion, it all depends on the individual, whether or not you like that particular individual or not. Now, I was under the impression when you play any team sport, the ultimate goal is to win the chip, correct?
Sure, yes.
Okay. So if a quarterback, for example, let's say McNabb, I think number five was an elite quarterback. However, he has not won the chip. Would you agree with that?
I think he had high level years. I wouldn't have put him in the elite category at the time.
In his time, I think he was in that group.
Really?
Yes. Mainly because of the winning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was the quarterback that was in the NFC Championship game every year.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. First stretch there. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if you may indulge me for a minute, please. Let's take, for example,
another minute.
You take, and I'm going to switch this to basketball real quick. You have Michael Jordan.
Yep.
You have Wilt, and you have Bill Russell. Bill Russell has won more championships than either one of these guys that I mentioned, correct?
Yeah, but he doesn't pass the eye test.
Yes, he has. Sorry? Let him finish. Yes, he has.
Okay, but
you didn't even watch him.
But they consider Wilt and Jordan one of the greatest basketball players ever, surpassing Bill Russell. Why is that?
Yes. Jordan,
he was
for
a better individual. Well, Wilt was better than Bill Russell.
More talented, yeah.
Yeah, as an individual player, he was a better player.
Sure,
100 points in a game.
So, as a fan, would you much rather a player that would give you 11 rings in opposed to a player that?
But okay, see, this is where it falls apart. This is where it falls apart. Bill Russell, a great player, had an unbelievable team. You keep saying he won a ring, and you keep doing that with the quarterback. Do you think every player on the Eagles last year was elite? Because they all won the Super Bowl. Was every player on the Eagles last year elite?
Absolutely.
You would agree. You would agree that Bill Russell gets put in the 10 greatest player.
Absolutely.
But it's more because of the team success. Is him as an individual player.
Well, he was a dominant defensive player, a dominant rebounder.
When you're a dominant defensive player, it means you're not a good offensive player.
Exactly.
In basketball, you would much rather be a better offensive player than a dominant defensive player.
But here, Will, I don't know the point. And I know you keep asking for a minute. It's been 5 minutes. I don't know what your point is. Is your point is that Jalen's elite because he won the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Jalen's elite
wins.
Because all these qualifications.
No, I'm asking you about Jalen. Do you think Jalen's elite because he won the Super Bowl? So you also believe that every Eagle player last year was elite?
No, I think Jalen is an elite quarterback based on his individual performance as a quarterback, which led the Eagles to win a Super Bowl.
I do not believe that. I believe Jalen had a pretty good year last year and a great NFC Championship game in a Super Bowl, and I do not think he was the driving
force.
do not think he was the driving force behind them winning the Super Bowl last year. I thought he played a big part in it during the year, not turning the ball over and those sorts of things, but he is not in the top of the list, I would put,
year. But yet you say Lamar Jackson is an elite quarterback.
Yes.
Yes. But
why is Lamar Jackson not an elite quarterback?
Why?
He threw for 41 touchdowns and threw four picks. Throwing to who?
What did he do in the postseason?
He lost to another great team.
What did he do?
He lost to a great team.
He has never won.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not talking to Will anymore. Because I don't. He seemed like he wanted to have a reasonable conversation. He didn't. Yeah. So, all right.
Let's get to Bryce.
Yeah, let's just get to Bryce. That's why he's all hot.
Elite player.
That's why he's hot. That's why he's hot. So, Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, let me hear you yell at Dave.
Well, Dave Dombrowski said the thing.
They both got to grow up.
Yeah. Dave Dombrowski said the thing, that he thought Bryce was a really good player this year. He didn't know if he'd get back to elite. The big insult here was comparing him to Freddie Freeman, one of the best players in baseball. Enormous insult for Bryce. So, Bryce was so perturbed by this. Either Matt Gelb went to him or he went to Matt Gelb. To be clear, Bryce Harper did not have some public media availability.
Could have came on the show.
He wanted, he could have come on the show. He wanted, clearly, to react to this. Here are some of the quotes from Matt Gelb's article on The Athletic. Quote, "I have given my all to Philly from the start. Now there's trade talk. I've made every effort to avoid this. It's all I heard in D.C. I hated it. It makes me feel uncomfortable." Quote, this is from Matt Gelb. Harper said he was hurt by Dombrowski's original comments, which were made at the end of the season media availability. The Phillies president of baseball operations has since said he was not challenging Harper. Quote from Harper, "All players get hurt. I hurt my wrist this year and missed a month. Of course I don't have full year numbers."
That's right.
"It's just disappointing to hear me being questioned about my contribution to the team. Just really hurt by the notion because I love Philly so much. I wanted these fans to know Philly is my home. Mm-hmm. So from the start, I made the commitment to stay here for the rest of my career. No opt-out, even though I was advised otherwise. I trust Chan." So this is about money. And this is about extension on his contract. And Bryce Harper and Scott Boras made a very bad miscalculation here, like they did the last time they were public about the extension. We all agreed that what Dave Dombrowski said, now, we all agreed what he said was probably true, and we beg them to be honest with us, but we all agreed.
No, we don't.
But we all, well, we say it, maybe we don't mean it.
Yeah, we don't beg them to be honest with our star players.
Well.
Because nobody wants their star player pissed off.
Well, so he.
Every GM lies about the star player.
Okay. He went and publicly sort of did a...
Yeah.
He said, sorry, you know, went and did that. And then
Bryce spoke his truth.
He spoke his truth. And then Bryce went and did this. This is what's happening. The reason that Bryce Harper was upset this year is because, my opinion, he wanted an extension. The Phillies don't want to give it to him. Mm-hmm. What is happening here is Bryce Harper saw an opening. Bryce Harper saw an opening with Dave and Scott Boras with Dave Dombrowski's comments to reposition the PR war here and put pressure on the Phillies to make it sound like the Phillies are the bad guy here for not giving him the extension. And I also believe, given his I trust John here, is that I bet that John Middleton is itchy about this because John Middleton loves Bryce Harper. And Bryce is trying to position this to get to Middleton. Now, it's said here that he has not spoken to Middleton or Dombrowski since the season has ended.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If they wanted this to be cleared up, Dave Dombrowski could call Bryce Harper, or Bryce Harper could call Dave Dombrowski. Mm-hmm. The reason that I believe that that hasn't happened is that when you are in negotiations with a player, you are not supposed to go directly to the player, right? Mm-hmm. I believe Scott Boras.
Jerry Jones.
Yes, I believe that Scott Boras would see that as something that he shouldn't do.
Yeah,
I don't believe that this makes Bryce Harper look better. I believe that specifically considering the context of everybody being disappointed about how the season ended, I don't think this makes Bryce Harper look good. I was hurt by his comments. Mm-hmm. Now let's like.
Well, he's being honest.
Let's relax a little bit. Let's relax a little bit.
Well, hold on. You mean to tell me if the Eagles said that about Jalen, that they don't view him as a top 10 player in the league, top 10 quarterback in the league, he's not playing at an elite level, whether many people agree with the statement, you mean to tell me we shouldn't expect the quarterback to be upset about that or feel a certain way about that? Like, the offense was 29th in the league last year.
Yes.
Yeah. Passing offense, I mean.
Yeah, Jalen's in a different position than Bryce Harper is.
Okay.
And like, I guess.
Why can't he be? So I'm annoyed by the trade stuff. Like, the stuff on the trade, no one wants to trade you.
Yeah, Dave Dombrowski didn't talk about trading him. John Middleton didn't talk about trading him.
That felt a little
woe
was me. And I think at the end felt woe was me when he said, I've changed positions and done all that. And I agree with you, it is about money.
Because he changed positions for him.
Well.
He changed positions for him.
But he also did help the team out by playing first base. But regardless, like, he, I think he is still allowed to be like, well, that was a little annoying. that
sure.
they came out and said I'm like not an elite player anymore. I think he was caught off guard.
I just don't
by
think
it.
You do that. I don't see the benefit in that.
All that said, I believe this is about him getting his money.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But the organization is the one who put that on Front Street themselves.
And they're poking
and,
the
and they didn't make it about money. They talked about his talent on the field.
Not they, him. Just Dombrowski. Rob
well,
Thompson said the other.
Like,
well, no.
I mean,
I'm saying.
I'm talking about Dave. Like, okay. We know it's Dave
okay.
Dombrowski.
Sure.
Like, Rob Thompson is not even included in this.
Okay.
Quite frankly. I'm thinking about Dave Dombrowski. And my only point is that those are conversations that can happen behind the scenes. There's no reason to go public with any questions about your star player in this town. That's not reading where you are, because we will jump on that stuff like we did. The moment Dave Dombrowski said that, we jumped on it.
And then he went publicly and basically took it back, and Bryce still did this because Bryce wants his money. And Bryce okay. is trying to get to John Middleton about his money. If Dave okay. Dombrowski didn't go on foul territory and essentially say, my bad, you know, like, shouldn't have said it the way I said it,
yeah.
that, but he did.
No, I agree.
Yeah, he did. And I think this is...
But once you let the toothpaste out of the tube, you've already done it. He was already pissed about it.
And he can't take it back? Like, I don't know. So what is Dave Dombrowski supposed to do now? So Dave Dombrowski publicly goes and says that basically they shouldn't have said what he said, and that they Bryce Harper is a cornerstone player and mm-hmm. hopes he's here forever and ever. So then if they're not going to have a private conversation, then I don't know what else Dave Dombrowski could do to prevent this from happening.
The problem, because it was too late, he's already let it be known that they don't view Bryce Harper as an elite player. And more importantly, they have questions as to whether or not he could be that player moving forward. So to the athlete, you've already put that out there. In other words, you served me up to a fan base that's already mad about our performance during the postseason. You've made it about me, and you put me on the slab for everybody to rip. You just gave the okay to us as a fan base to say, see, he's not an elite player. He didn't perform. It's not that an organization is supposed to protect their star player if they're on the same page. How many times has the Sixers lied about Joel Embiid? I mean, the Eagles lied about Wentz. Like, you protect that guy as long as he's in your building, because he's a part of you unless you're trying to separate yourself from him. And that's what I felt like. It was almost like you pushed Harper out there like, yeah, you may think you're this type of player, but we don't really view you as that type of player right now. And right or wrong, listen, here's the one thing the Phillies can't do. It's like raising a child. I let the kid get away with everything. Let him have whatever he wants when he asks for it, when we go to the mall.
Sure.
When we go here, this, and that, and the other. Kid turns out to be spoiled. Kid can't handle when you finally decide to tell him no. But you've helped create this by giving him everything he wants up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
So the Phillies have helped enable Bryce to be
I agree.
The athlete that he is.
By signing his friends.
And just because you don't want to give him money, now you want to throw him out to the wolves. That's what it is. Because before then, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You're not criticizing him. You're signing players that he wants you to sign. You're doing all those things. But the moment he's asking for more money and you don't really want to give it to him, this is your tactic with him now. So then you can't be upset when he goes the route that he goes.
Well,
or the Phillies can't be surprised that I don't agree with Bryce. This looks soft.
Yeah.
This looks soft. I completely agree with that. But no one should be surprised.
Oh, I don't think anybody's surprised.
Yeah, no one should be surprised he responded this way. I said that he was going to be upset by this.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think anybody's surprised. But I think at the end, this makes everybody look bad.
Yep.
I think at the end of the day, now, the end of the day, like, the Phillies are going – Bryce Harper will be judged by how he plays, and the Phillies will be judged by how much money they spend this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sure part of the conversation with Boris about Bryce is, you want us to continue to make this team better by investing in it, and giving you more money is not going to help us invest in the rest of the team. And I'm sure that is a challenge point as well. I think this makes them all look bad. Mm-hmm. And I think when they are publicly negotiating from the Phillies as well, mm-hmm. because even though I agreed with Dombrowski, I thought by the end of the day when we were talking about it, I get it. You probably shouldn't have said what you said. And I think what also was probably going through the back of Dombrowski's mind is the irritation over this conversation privately.
Yep. And you know how I think I can tell that he's irritated by it is because Bryce has brought up the wrist. Everyone's brought up the wrist. The only person who has not brought up the wrist is Dombrowski.
Yep. Right, yes.
He won't let him off the hook.
Right, yeah.
With the wrist thing.
Yeah.
So, listen, and the thing that I find interesting, too, in Middleton in the 21 offseason, like the early 21 offseason, there was a report about would you trade Zach Wheeler, and he said I wouldn't trade Zach Wheeler for Babe Ruth, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's actually gotten to the point where Middleton needs to find some way to address this.
Well, all Middleton has to do is call Bryce Harper,
and that's the other weird part. Like, why is he not calling Bryce
Harper? I'm telling you, it is because they think it will be perceived by. I think if they went directly to Bryce, I think Boris would perceive. Because remember, there's a line in here. The two lines that I think are important here is that Boris advised them not to take the no opt-out, and he trusts John. So if one of them goes directly to Bryce, if I'm Scott Boris, what I do is I go to them and I go, now you're trying to circumvent the conversation that we're having by going directly to Bryce. So that's why I believe they wouldn't do it. Because if you have an agent, those conversations are supposed to be had with the agent, not with the player. If this was strictly personal, mm-hmm. and this was strictly Bryce just being upset, I do believe Dombrowski or John Middleton would call Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for John Middleton not to, unless he believes that it will be perceived or framed by Scott Boras as them going around him to have this conversation. And because if here's the other part of that. Let's say John Middleton says, I don't want to have this conversation with Bryce about his extension. I just want to have the conversation about what Dave said. There's no way that conversation between Middleton and Bryce doesn't eventually get there. Whether it's Bryce or whether it's Middleton, that like you are setting yourself up for an uncomfortable conversation with somebody that you shouldn't be having that conversation with. And that's why it makes them all look bad. Because this should be, if Bryce wants to crap on the Phillies about what they said, and the Phillies want to crap on Bryce about his performance, this is all for backroom. This is all for Dave Dombrowski and Scott Boras. For Dombrowski to say directly to Boras, your guy's not a lead anymore. That's why I can't give you the extension.
Right.
And for Boras to say to Dombrowski, he's the reason that you're even in this situation as a winner. But those are all, this is the mistake that Dombrowski made. It's all behind the scenes.
Yeah,
that would be my guess.
I completely agree with you. And I've seen the Eagles. I know baseball is a little different than football, but I've seen the Eagles, particularly over the last 5 to 10 years, do things and operate in ways that they wouldn't have operated 20 years ago. In other words, they don't have a problem adjusting certain players' contracts so that they feel like they are appreciated and worthy. They make sure certain guys are, from an average per year, at the same level as the other great players are.
Yep.
That's why they redid Saquon's contract. That's why they redid AJ's contract a year or two after they already given him a new contract, because they were giving Devontae a contract that would have seemed to make him equal to AJ. But no, you got to give AJ a little bump because AJ is the number one guy. The Eagles had no problem doing that. They've done that with linemen. All I'm saying is that I look at the Sixers. You're going to bring in Paul George and you just gave Tyrese Maxey $200 million? I'm the big dog still here. I can't be the third highest paid on the team, or, you know, I'm the one whose contract is up in 2 years, but you want me to put everything on the line for you. So you better do something to make me whole.
Well, and that is the difference. I agree. That's the difference between baseball and the other sports is that baseball is one sport that when they sign these deals, that like there's a bunch of guys on deals
that are, and
it is part of it. It's just.
You don't
a
really
different part
see
of this.
Deals get ripped up
in baseball.
No, I agree. Yeah. Most of them, but because the salaries are growing so fast, we're in different times.
Sure. Yeah.
Like Acuna still hasn't ripped up the 10-year, $100 million deal.
Yeah.
He could have done that.
Well, he has to be there.
Well, yeah. All right. 215-592-9490. It's going to be an interesting offseason.
Right. Yeah.
Because all of this is connected to money that they spend this offseason. Because I'll tell you one way, the Phillies could look better in all this. If they go sign Kyle Schwarber and add Cody Bellinger
or Bregman
or whatever, then all of a sudden,
If nobody cares if Bryce is getting paid.
Yeah, if I'm a Phillies fan, I'm just
nobody cares if Bryce is getting paid.
And Boris can finally stop complaining about not having enough protection in the lineup for Bryce.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, that's been the
thing. I think the biggest thing with me, Spike, is more or less, why bring this out to the public?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
That's the biggest thing.
I agree, and it makes them all look bad. Of course, because I do believe it's about the contract, and we don't want to hear that.
And because he's it's $330 million over 13 years. Like that's
nothing.
You're going to be able to feed your kids. You know?
Yeah, right. Well, at his rate.
I'm joking when I say that's nothing.
Don't
everybody freak out.
Yeah,
so that's why it's hard for the common man, like everyone on this show, to grasp.
Yeah,
and our listeners.
I didn't even see. $330 million. What is that? Did I see 10% of that? I didn't see 10% of that because that's $33 million, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't even see 1% of that.
Saw 1%.
I may have seen 1%.
Yeah, you saw 1%.
Don't count my wallet.
Yeah,
right?
Everyone starts.
Well, it's all on the internet.
Get the calculators out.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It's going to be an interesting offseason with Bryce and the Phillies. Just like it'll
Talk
be
in the spring.
Yeah, Fritz.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, no. This is the Sixers are back. The Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, and my Phillies are falling apart.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope everyone's happy.
Yeah. Well, everyone, gather around the radios because the top five and five is next, and Jack will
Carson's
hand out
getting season-ending surgery on his shoulder too. Jesus.
Thought he was faking it.
Well, they let him stay out there until he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell needs to be in handcuffs.
We're at Chickies and Feets in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.